You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Sounds like there are horses fighting inside your torso. You need to get to a KFC for one of my $5 fill-ups. It has enough delicious food to bring peace and quiet to that noisy belly of yours. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Drum thigh side cookie medium drink. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports President Obama is asking Congress for money to buy more Arctic icebreakers.
As the northern ice sheet rapidly recedes, more ships are plying the Arctic, from fishing boats to mineral explorers. So the president wants to accelerate the purchase of icebreakers to ensure the Navy and Coast Guard can operate year-round. Right now, America's got just two functioning icebreakers. Russia, we're told, has 40.
President Obama is on a three-day trip to Alaska to call attention to global warming. Services were held today for Adam Ward. The pastor at the church attended by his parents said that just in life, the WDBJ-TV cameraman has left an impact on others through his death. The pastor talked to more than 500 people at the church in Roanoke, Virginia today about Ward's compassion and laughter and wit. He was killed along with TV reporter Allison Parker when a former colleague opened fire on them, as they did a live report last week. This is USA Headline News.
I'm a pair of designer shoes so expensive my owner had to give up half decaf skim vanilla lattes just to afford me. So you can imagine my terror when a pipe burst and the apartment started flooding. There I was, trapped in the closet, water rushing all around me. But what was I to do? I'm a 6-inch stiletto. It's not like I can run.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the GEICO Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage, as well as provide liability protection. Visit GEICO.com today.
Fox & Friends co-host Elizabeth Hasselbeck is questioning the Black Lives Matter movement and whether it should be labeled as a hate group in the aftermath of the Houston police officer shooting and subsequent Black Lives Matter rallies where people were yelling, "Pigs in a blanket, cook 'em like bacon." USA's talk show host Kevin Jackson says leftists are financing the movement.
But unfortunately, it's being financed by the leftists. And ironically, it's people that have nothing, really no concern at all about Black lives.
And he also told Fox and Friends the movement is going to backfire.
The unfortunate thing is this is the Black Lives Matter movement, which can only be described as nonsense, is creating a lot of this type of thing around the country.
Sure.
And it's going to backfire, quite honestly.
He also says he believes the majority of Black people are not in favor of the movement. Tropical Storm Fred is moving farther away from the Cape Verde Islands and is expected to weaken. Meanwhile, in the Pacific, Hurricane Yumena remains a powerful Category 4 storm with maximum sustained winds near 130 miles an hour. It is centered east of Hilo, Hawaii, and is moving west. Also in the Pacific, a tropical depression is expected to become a tropical storm later today. It is centered 745 miles south-southwest of the tip of Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. Fiat Chrysler's U.S. sales rose 2% in August thanks to strong demand for Jeep SUVs, and Jeep brand sales were up 18%. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Heide & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Heide & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to 100inChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@100in-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy 100in, buy local. Visit www.100inchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Hello, this is Joe Peters, Weikert Realtors, with our new real estate show called Real Estate Matters. I'm going to be joined today along with a mortgage professional named Joe Johnson, who's going to join me partway through the show. And first things first, I want to give the weather forecast for the 1st of September. We're sitting at 90 degrees, 32 Celsius, if that matters. And it's going to go down tonight into the 66 range, back up around 91 tomorrow, and then sort of repeat itself through Wednesday and Thursday. You're concerned about what's happening weather-wise, it looks like this weather pattern is going to continue probably for the next week or so, but we'll get a little more on that later.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, Financial Advisor at Patton Heide & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Heide & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Heide & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors, and we're on with the 4 o'clock show for Real Estate Matters. Let me tell you a little bit about myself.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
So now you know a little bit more about me. My name is Joe Peters once again. I'm with Weichert. I've been with Weichert going on 12 years at this point in time, and I do residential real estate in all of Hunterdon County and the better part of Somerset County. I also touch the areas of Warren and Morris and Middlesex that those two counties touch, but predominantly Hunterdon Somerset is 95% of my business. Good news, it's September 1st. It's the start of our sort of second market that comes along each year. The first market ends around June 15th when you can no longer buy a house and get your child into the local school system. And then the second market takes over right after that, around September 1st, and that's where we're at. Typically, it's a little bit cooler than the 90 degrees we're having today, but maybe that's just a sign of the hot market that we've been having. The market is very active. We have been having one of our better years this year. We've seen people out looking, and we've seen business continuing, and we haven't really seen a drop-off. And we're going to talk about some of the components that cause that to happen. But what is the secondary market or the second season market? It's a market where people who have decided to put their house on the market after the back-to-school market is over, and it's a great market because it gives you about another 90 days to actively market your house. After Thanksgiving, it drops off a little bit until maybe the middle to the end of January, and then it picks right back up again because that's the beginning of our spring market. But I've heard it said that if you're going to sell a house, there's no better time to show or sell a house than the holidays. It looks its best. And secondly, the people that are out are really serious buyers. You don't have the tire kickers out this time of the year. So if you're thinking about buying or selling, couldn't be a better time to start talking to your realtor. And I'd be more than happy to help you. You could always give me a call at the number on my commercial, 908-238-0118. And typically I pick up the phone if I'm not already talking to somebody else. And if not, I get back to you pretty quickly. Joe Peters, Weichert Realtors. So what is happening in the market today? First of all, we've just finished the month of August. The month of August, a very active market. We actually sold 137 houses in Hunterdon County during that month. Now, is that better or worse than a month before? Well, it's a little off. We did 164 houses in a month of July, and this considers over 55 townhouses, condos, single families, everything we've got to sell, all realtors. It's not just me, not just Weichert. It's everybody in Hunterdon. So 137, you divide that by four, we're probably coming in at about 3.5 houses a day are typically selling day after day after day. What is our price point? In Hunterdon County, we're currently selling, and it's an interesting observation, our sales are usually around the 400 mark. If we were to take a look at all the sales that sold in Hunterdon County during that period of time, we probably did, and you can read this on my blog, jpeters.blog, but the average sale was about $393,600. And during that same period of time, we listed a lot of houses. As a matter of fact, while we were selling the 137 houses, we listed another 209 houses. Now, give and take, some come off, some expire, some get withdrawn, but we listed 209, and the listing, the average price for a listing, is about 500,000. So we're listing at about 5, we're selling at about 4 on the average, and there's a 20% vig or difference in the middle. You might ask what that consists of. Well, first of all, a lot of times when a customer, as a seller goes out, they try to test the market a little bit to make sure that they're not shortchanging themselves. I argue that this is not possible, but it's pretty natural to try and get a little bit more for your house. It's the biggest investment you've got typically, and you're trying to maximize your return. But the first days of selling a house, the first 30 to 45 days are very, very important. And if you're going to put the house out at 500, and it's only worth $400, it has to be sold twice. Once, it has to be sold to somebody who's willing to pay what you're looking to get, or thereabouts. You always do a little bit of negotiation at the end. And then it has to be sold to their mortgage bank through an appraisal. The appraisal system comes in, and they typically take 5 to 7 other comparable houses, and they say, this is what the house is worth. So even though you might have gotten somebody to pay $450,000 for a house that's really worth $400,000, the appraisal is probably going to come back more towards the $400,000, and there's going to be an issue later. But I got to tell you, people are not that unsavvy. They can actually do their comparison shopping online. You can take a look at some of the various sites like Zillow and Trulia. They actually give you what their guesstimate. It's called a Zestimate if it's Zillow, but it's a scientific guess at what the value of the house is. How do they do that? They actually go out and they take a look at the appraised values for houses in the area that your house is in. And then secondly, they take a look at the sales for the previous period and they say, based on the appraised value, what percentage of the appraised value do the houses typically sell for? And then they work one against the other and they come up with this number. I wouldn't say it's accurate, but it's better than most home sellers' guess is going to be, because they do at least use some statistics in order to come up with the number. So where am I going to with this? There's no trick to selling a house. It's fairly scientific in today's market. We have a lot of computerized tools. We have a lot of ways to take a look at what's happening in your area. If you've got a house that's worth $400,000 and you're going to list it at $450,000 to test the market, you're probably going to waste your first 45 days or so. Houses are typically selling at about 3% discount over the final list price. So let's say you list it at $450,000. You don't sell it. You lower it to $425,000. You don't sell it. You finally lower it to $400,000. You're then going to get somewhere 3% off of that, around $388, $390 for the house. Those are just round numbers. You typically don't have that big of a variance in the price. It's pretty natural for people to try and get a little bit more for their house than, in effect, the house is actually going to sell for you. I can counter a lot of times people actually saying, I need to get this amount of money for my house. And that's simply not the way the market works. What you need to get, or what you think your value is based on your own way of coming up with the numbers, can be quickly supplemented by a realtor who knows what they're doing. And they can actually come out and say, here's some comps of houses just like yours, similar assessed value, similar features, similar square foot, similar neighborhoods, and show you bracket wise your house is between $415,000 and $425,000, and then we price it accordingly. We typically put the extra 3%, maybe 4 or 5 on, and sit back and let people start coming in, and then the realtor can talk to the other agents as they're showing the house. Agents may not tell the seller, because the seller isn't typically in touch with the agent, exactly what their feelings are, but they're brutally blunt with each other. And if the house is priced aggressively, you'll hear that fairly quickly. So the trick, and once again, I said there are no tricks, the science is to get it priced correctly. Get it on the market in the price range that it should be in. And most people, when they do that, are fairly well rewarded, because they see a lot of activity. They actually get a lot of volume coming through on their house. And then, in effect, they get offers that they can work with, and they get it under contract as quickly as possible. So that's the science of selling your house. We're going to go to a commercial or two and be right back. And once again, it's Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With 3 great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Chris Phelan, president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and I'd like to congratulate our Leadership Hunterdon Class of 2015 for all of their success and accomplishments. Amy Anderson, Jeannie Aversa, Joni Cafaro, Colleen Doerr, Carmel Gettings, Richard Hall, Michelle Cavanaugh, Elizabeth Lowe, Leslie Parica, and Dolores Van Pelt. They have truly accomplished much over these last 9 months. I encourage you to visit the Chamber's website, huntertonchamber.org, and read their white paper. Their white paper will contribute greatly to the future economic growth here in Hunterdon County. Also, please feel free to visit the Hunterdon Chamber's YouTube page, and there you will see a great video encapsulating all of their accomplishments, all of their growth, and the continued success, the real impact of Leadership Hunterdon here in Hunterdon County.
Hey, that was a great half minute on Leadership Hunterdon. I'm participating myself this year and really looking forward to getting involved with the community a little bit more. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors, and this is our real estate show called Real Estate Matters. Talked a little about the psychology of selling a house. What I'm going to go through for the next few minutes is what the results were for the last 30 days. We typically look at how many houses on the market, and then we take a look at how many houses have gone under contract, not necessarily closed, in the last 30 days. Divide one into the other. If we have 10 houses on the market and two have gone under contract, we have about a 5 month supply. Just divide one into the other. And the trick here is that 4 to 6 months is an average month supply. That's when prices are stable. If we get a little bit more than 6 months supply, we probably are starting to see pressure on prices. And if we get a little bit under 4 months supply, we're starting to see prices come up from multiple offers and competing offers. If we take a look at what happened in Hunterdon County for the last 30 days, we're sitting at about 8 months supply. So there's a bit of pressure on certain price points, but depending on the price point you're in, you're going to see that some of our price points are very, very active, and some of them are very, very dormant. An example, the under 100 is typically, we don't have much under 100, but if you look at the twos, the threes, they're in about a 5 month supply. Those are actives. That's where our first time buyers are active. You get into the fours and fives, this is your second or third time buyer, and they're in the 8 to 9 month supply. And if you get above 600,000, we're in the 20 month supply. Just to give you some quick statistics, 78% of our houses last month sold under $500,000. That only left us 22% above the $500,000 mark. And of that 22%, only 7%, or 7% of the 100, were over 700,000. So once you get above 700,000, we're not selling a heck of a lot of houses, but we're always active up there. And that's the end of the market that never gets hurt. We've had 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 houses, and out of the 137 that have sold last month, to be above 700,000. And, you know, there's active market, but it's sometimes taking close to 2 years average sell time to get a house sold in that price point. So we can take the month supply and break it down to town, and that would tell you which towns are more active than others. And we can take the month supply and break it down to price point within town to say for Clinton Township, for example, the $400,000 homes are selling in this month supply range. Let me give you good examples. One of the most active, there's three towns that do 50% of our business. And if you think about it, you can guess who they are. It's Clinton, Clinton Township. It's Reddington, it's Raritan. That's about as far as people want to drive west and go back to the New York City area. And if you looked over in Somerset, there's three or four towns that do 50% of their volume, and they are going to be Bridgewater, Branchburg, Hillsboro, and Warren. And it's the same thing, Franklin Township as well, near New Brunswick. That's about as, those areas are contiguous to the same areas in Clinton that are giving us the major part of our volume. So take a look at a month supply and take a look at Clinton Township. We're sitting at 6 months. We're right on the average. If you take a look at Raritan, we're at 7 months. Reddington's at 5 months. And then if you take a look at what are the towns that are really having a tough time of it? Well, Kingwood, I don't think this is a good number because there's a new development coming up in Kingwood. It seems to be selling a lot. But it's saying we have 37 houses for sale. We sold one. It means you got a 37-month supply. That's not average. That's just a not good statistical analysis. But Tewksbury Township, we have 98 houses for sale. We sold 5. So that gives us about a 20-month supply. So that's a little bit of what's happening in the Hunterdon County area as far as month supply. And as I said a little earlier, we had nearly 50% of our properties sold between Clinton, Clinton Township, Raritan, and Reddington. And that happens every month. It's not an anomaly. These are the areas where people want to live. When you go a little further to the west, what you're going to encounter is a little less activity, and people are typically driving till they can afford it. They used to drive all the way to Pennsylvania. Every once in a while, somebody still does that on a Sunday and then probably regrets the commute for a long time thereafter because Sunday isn't Monday. We have areas in Alexandria and Holland that are 15 and 20 miles to the west of Clinton. And if you're going to go that extra 15 miles, you're going to spend an extra 20, 25, 30 minutes maybe traveling each way each day. And if there's two people, it doubles it. So these are the things that people take into consideration, and they take it into consideration price-wise in that those towns do not demand the same prices that they do right in the area or the sweet spot where people want to live. So anyway, once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors, and I'm going to be joined by Joe Johnson in a few minutes, and we're going to talk about both how the market is affecting mortgage rates. Joe's a mortgage officer with Caliber Home Loans, and my mind went blank there, and he'll be joining me right after this next commercial. And we're going to go to the news and be back in about 2 minutes.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. A manhunt is underway in the northern Illinois area of Fox Lake after a police officer was shot and killed. Authorities are looking for 3 armed men. Schools and businesses are on lockdown. The officer described the assailants before he went down.
He described the subjects as 2 male whites and 1 male black. A short time thereafter, he radioed into communications that he was in a foot pursuit when communication was lost with the officer. His backup officer arrived on the scene and located him injured with a gunshot wound.
That was Lake County Detective Chris Cavelli. Kim Davis is refusing to issue marriage licenses to gay couples. The county clerk in Rowan County, Kentucky, says she is doing so under God's authority.
I simply told you all I'm willing to face my consequences as you all will face your consequences when it comes time for judgment.
People gathered outside the courthouse today, some in favor of Davis, others against her. This is USA Headline News.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-908-4773 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-908-4773. Call 800-908-4773. Again, that's 800-908-4773. 800-908-4773.
Okay, this is Joe Peters back. I'm with Weikert, and I've got Joe Johnson sitting with me. Joe and I do a lot of business together. He's with Caliber Loans. I keep wanting to say Excalibur, but it's Caliber Loans. And Joe and I have known each other for a few years, and typically we'll work together once I have either found a customer that we need to know a little bit more about or found a customer that – is trying to understand how much they can afford and what's available. And it is really probably free questions that come up is like, what is it going to cost me? How much am I going to have to bring to the closing table? And what's involved? You know, what do I have to do? What do I have to give to you? And it's a little scary the first time through. How do you handle that, Joe? I mean, first of all, tell us a little about yourself. Joe's been with, I've known you through a couple of mortgage companies. The world keeps changing.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly been an interesting past few years. We're pushing a decade of interesting, I think, in the mortgage business. But I work with essentially the same group of people I've been with for, on average, about 15 years now, but we have transitioned to a couple of different lenders, and but we're very happy at Caliber Home Loans, and getting things done for people. So, you hit it on the head when you start talking about mortgage and you're in the planning stages. I think it's important to talk about both directions. What the lender says will work for you, and then your personal budget. And a lot of times those numbers line up pretty well, and other times not so much. I've been in situations where, I've been able to tell somebody that they would be approved for much more than they're interested in purchasing and paying monthly, and sometimes it's the other way around as well. But, planning ahead can make a big difference.
I know I've experienced over the last 6-7 years, a lot of people have seen people get hurt where they'll come in and say, look, we both earn nice salaries, but we want to be able to live on one, and we don't want to be above our head in case one of us gets into trouble job-wise. How much of that are you seeing today, or are people starting to roll the dice a little more?
Well, I think every scenario is different, but, definitely with people who are thinking about family and having a child or having another child or having twins, you have to look at those factors as well. And I've always found it interesting that there isn't really an inclusion for that piece of the picture when you calculate qualifying ratios and what a lender will say is okay for a loan. And technically, a family with 5 kids could qualify for the same loan amount as a family with, or a couple with no kids.
That's very interesting.
So it's a little bit odd in that sense. It's on the application, but there is no mathematical consideration, which is nutty. But
very interesting. I know I talked to you about this recently because I've become a senior citizen. I was wondering if age factored, and your answer was no, as long as you're earning and you've got assets.
Yeah. I mean, it's I get that question now and then. I mean, people who are starting to think, well, 30 years would be nice, but I might not be around for another 30 years. How do I get a 30-year loan? But lenders are really looking at the loan as it's collateralized by the property. So as long as there's sufficient collateral, then that passes on to an estate and things are worked out at the end. But it's you don't have to be under a certain age in order to get a 30-year loan or 15 or whatever.
Good. And I guess when that happens, and it's more income driven than the age, you get into what the reverse mortgage has to offer. If the money you're earning is not into the qualifying percentage,
right?
Talk about those ratios a little bit. What is your typical ratio? I keep hearing like 43%, 46%. What does that mean?
Yeah, when we talk about qualifying ratios, technically there's a front and a back ratio. The front ratio is a comparison of the monthly mortgage payment you're applying for to the gross monthly income, qualifying income that we have to use. The back ratio is really the one that they focus on, and that would include other payments you're making as well, so car payment, credit cards, student loans, personal loans, things like that. Generally speaking, 43% is a good starting point to look at as far as what you would likely be able to qualify for. I think after that, beyond that, you start to get into a little bit of a gray area. If everything is a fit, loans anymore get run through an automated decision engine through one of the agencies, typically Freddie Mac or Fannie Mae or FHA, and once we have all the information in the system, when we run it through a decision engine, if it's okay at 47% as your back ratio, meaning your all your payments are 47% of your gross monthly income, and the system says yes, then we're typically fine.
And then that leaves you enough discretionary income for groceries and things that aren't on the credit reports.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's, again, that's another reason, though, it's why it's important, I think, for mortgage consultants to talk to their borrowers about, you know, what is your personal budget and what's realistic from that perspective, apart
right.
from what the lender says. Because, again, sometimes those numbers match up, and other times there are a lot of things that really are not taken into account. Nobody can, you know, there's nothing within the guidelines that says, well, you know, you have to deduct X amount for caring for an elder parent or something, or, you know, other health care expenses that aren't really on radar, just as an example.
So when I take a person out, I typically, on the first visit, go show them 3, 4, 5 houses, get to know them, get to talk. I interview them while we go. I don't like to sit down across from a desk. I do like to give people counseling at some point in time as to what an agent can do for them and why they should be using an agent. But I find it being informal is a little easier on them than being. But people want to look at houses. They don't want to talk to real estate agents. And it's amazing that 90% of the people that call already have a house they want to see. They just need somebody to unlock the door for them. And, you know,
right,
I'm a little bit
right.
more than a door unlocker, I hope. But in effect, that's the way they see me. And I don't want to encumber it by having them have to go through a lot of hurdles up front. But what I can do is ask some very simple, straightforward questions as part of that first call, which is like, well, who do you work for? What kind of work do you do? How long have you been there? If they're with pharma and a college degree job and they've been there 4 or 5 years, they're probably pretty good shape, unless they've really screwed up the credit somewhere along the line. And if they've been with a company only a couple of months and maybe not a qualified job or a higher education qualified job, I should say, well, then I'm going to get them qualified a little bit quicker. So after I take somebody out the first time, I typically take them to somebody like yourself and say, Joe, they're thinking about this. Why don't you talk to them and let me know what you think? What happens at that point? What do you do with that person?
Well, you know, the qualifying process is, I like to point out to people that it's compartmentalized. There's three basic categories, four if you count the property. But when you think about it, you have your income, your assets, and your credit history. Assets, source of funds for down payment.
Right.
So we talk about those three things, really. Figure out what income would be used for qualifying. Anytime you have an income that is consistent and we know what's going to be going forward, like a base salary or a consistent hourly rate, we know we can use that typically. When you start to get into bonus and overtime, commission, et cetera, it starts to get a little bit more intricate. But,
right.
You know, first we establish what would likely be the correct qualifying income, and then from there we can back into really what kind of payment would fit, again, within those qualifying ratios. And then we run a credit report, typically, in order to issue any type of pre-approval. And then also talk about the source of funds for down payment and closing cost, and you know, start to get into some options and you know, what-ifs for the borrower, depending on how much they want to put down or have to put down. And what makes the most sense.
So it's a learning experience for them and for you. They're learning what the process is going to take and how much it's going to cost. And you're learning what they can afford to do.
Right.
And want to do. They could maybe afford a lot more or
right.
sometimes less. But the realization comes out of that conversation.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do, is establish what makes sense, both qualifying-wise and budget-wise.
So if a person's, and it's interesting, I saw this statistic this morning. And it said that 53% of our buyers right now are first-time buyers. And in my mind, a first-time buyer is buying between $150,000 and $250,000. It's probably a two-bedroom condo or townhouse. And I've seen them go as high as $500,000, but I would think 9 out of 10 is probably well under $300,000. So when that buyer comes out, let's just pick a $250,000, which means they're going to need various percents down depending on what they want to do. They can get in as low, I know, as zero on some USDAs, but it's typically at least 3, 3.5. And if they want to get rid of the private mortgage insurance, they're probably going to have to get up to 20% down. What beyond that percentage, let's say the 20% on a 250 is $10,000 right there. Well, 10% would be 25, so it's $50,000 right there. I'm not multiplying really well today. So they need $50,000 for the down payment. And let's set that aside. What else costs the money in order to close?
Well, you have, over and above your down payment, you really just have your closing cost and your prepaid items. Prepaid items is, closing cost is kind of your overall umbrella, but there are two components to closing costs, really. Your closing costs and your prepaid items, which would include your taxes, insurance, things like that, interest that you pay at closing. So, you know, there are some variables there. Certainly the taxes are a big part of it. The down payment amount will affect things when you're closing in the month, whether or not you need a survey. But that can be a significant part of their total cash outlay, so you have to look at options and variables there. I think, you know, people frequently ask about, well, can I add the closing costs into the loan amount? And well, I guess you can, to the extent that you can go opt for a higher loan amount, but you also have to weigh how that affects the mortgage insurance and your options for the loan itself. On the other hand, a popular option is to negotiate to have the seller sometimes pay some of the closing costs and minimize it that way. Usually it's a matter of building that into the purchase price.
Right.
And
sometimes you're really paying it yourself, but it looks like the seller's paying.
Right,
you're giving
right.
him full so, price, but he's paying.
Right, but if you're doing 5% down, your down payment's only changing by 5% by increasing the purchase price.
Right.
And the rest of the seller concession toward closing costs is really minimizing your out of pocket. So instead of needing $50,000 plus $8,000 or $9,000 for closing costs, you know, you can get a put together a scenario whereby you need, you know, $50,000 plus $2,000 for closing
right.
costs, and a little bit more palatable.
And once again, the 20% down is only if you want to eliminate the PMI, which costs you roughly a percent, a little over a percent. Of
right, and there are some interesting options there as well. Most people think of PMI as your traditional add-on to your monthly payment, but you have single premium options that can be built into the rate, for example. You know, you could structure it such that the seller's paying for a single premium at closing. Maybe they pay $4,000 or $5,000 or $6,000 towards that, and now you've got a 5% down loan with no monthly mortgage insurance.
Wow. And once again, you do not need a 20% down. You could do 5% down. You could do 3, 3.5% down on both conventional and FHAs.
Mm-hmm.
And on the USDA, although you're going to pay a little bit of money up front, you could actually get into a 0% down if it's qualified. PMI, once again, stands for private mortgage insurance. It's just like an insurance policy. If you're really not putting a lot of money down, which means the bank has some equity to work with in case there's a problem down the road, well, then they're going to charge you a little bit of insurance on that. We're going to go to commercial, and we'll be back in a few minutes, and we're going to talk about a little bit more of the mortgage process. Let me go to number...
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour. the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi, it's Joe Peters again with Weichert. And I've got Joe Johnson of Caliber Loans sitting with me. We're talking about the mortgage process a little. Once again, we sold 137 houses last month. And the first wave, which is the wave of I got to get the kids in school kind of buying, is well behind us. They are getting the kids ready for the bus as we speak. I've actually seen some of those orange monsters already. And we're now looking at a second wave of people who are not getting the kids into school related as to their buying. They've either traded up, they finally sold their house, they have to buy another. Sometimes they're right sizing. And when we look at people, I see them as a realtor differently than Joe may see them. But I either see first time buyers, and better than half of our market right now are first time buyers. Trade up buyers, who's the first time buyer buys from. They buy their 250 and that person buys a 350 or a 4. And that person turns around and buys a 5 or a 6. So it creates a wave of trade-ups. And then eventually, the kids leave home, and there's right-sizing going on. You got a little goldfish in a big bowl and a big goldfish in a little bowl, and they're looking at each other with envy. And that's part of the real estate market, is get people into the right-size house. And then when you get to be 55-plus, which I fit into that, I resemble that remark, you get into other options, and one of them is retiring in place, which we're seeing more and more and more. I read a statistic that only 5% of our 55-plus actually go to a nursing home eventually. The other 95% either live with the children, retire in place, or find some other way of filling out the balance of their life where they're more comfortable with. I was surprised. I thought it would be much higher than that. So we were talking about the mortgage process. The person comes in, they talk to you, and in effect, you say, okay, I think based on what you said your comfort level is and what your assets are and your earning power is, you're qualified for this range house. And that's right. About where I get back in. You say, Joe, I think they're probably in a 375 to 4 range for their comfort level. And I don't get into the person's credit or assets. I don't really need to know that. That's your right. specialty. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I guess it even needs a little counseling, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, there are a lot of little things that you can do, that a lot of people can do to, you know, maybe get their score up a little bit in the meantime, which can impact things significantly, so.
Good.
Yeah. And
so you come back to them with a range, you give me it, and then they start looking at houses now a little more earnestly. A lot of times they can afford more than they thought they could. And other times they've said, well, I don't really want to spend any more than this amount of money. And it's amazing how people think. It's everybody's a little bit differently.
Well, and there's that big extra variable, right? I mean, you get a purchase price is a purchase price, but then how much work needs to be done on the house, right?
Right. Right. I think when you take a look at the house itself and what's in there, I always tell the people, are you looking for a house or are you looking for a project? And they're two different. When I was younger, before my 55 plus years, liked projects. We actually mm-hmm. sold our first house because I had done everything I wanted to do on it. I just needed another big project.
Right.
And now I'm not looking for a project. I'm looking to go get the mail and come back in and watch the next Game of Thrones or whatever I'm into that week.
Right.
So as your life changes, your requirements change. And my next show, I'm going to devote to 55 plus, but let's stay on the mortgage track for this point. They come back to me. They're looking at a 375. We find a 390. I call them back and they squeeze that. And you say, yeah, we can do that, or no, it's really tight. You know, and we make an offer, and the offer is accepted, and at the point of the offer, you give the seller, I should say the buyer, a letter stating that they're qualified to make that, and that goes along with the offer. That's standard fare here in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And that's based on all the things you talked about. You've pulled their credit. You've talked to them about your assets, maybe not looked at them yet. But
well, a lot of times, I mean, if there are any questions, really, you know, it's a good idea to get the initial documentation together, at least to make sure we're on the same page.
Okay. And the offer gets accepted, and now we've got 6 to 8 weeks to get a mortgage in place. Mm-hmm. So walk us through that process. What do we do first? I guess a mortgage app, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, timeline-wise, an offer gets accepted. Contracts go typically to the attorneys for attorney review. And, you know, it varies a little bit, but we usually wait to get things going until attorney review has concluded.
Right.
Or at least, you know, everybody's fairly certain that everything's a go.
Yep.
And, you know, any time in that time frame is when we start to talk about options with respect to locking in an interest rate. When you lock into an interest rate, you're locking into that for a specific period of time. So we need to, you know, and a typical time frame would be a 60-day lock, assuming you're going to close within that 60-day period, which is about what people generally do, close around 45, 50 days.
Right. And what happens if the interest goes down in that period? Is there an option to get the lower rate? Or
generally speaking, interest rate lock is a straight lock.
You're
that
committed.
That said, right, yeah, I mean, it's not supposed to change up or down at that
right.
point. That said, pretty much all major lenders have what's called a renegotiation policy. So if there's a dramatic move lower, you'll find that they realize that
you're going to walk.
If you say, yeah. you know, I'm not changing my rate, then people are going to be forced to pursue another option.
Right.
And they'll improve pricing for you. Probably not exactly where it is at that low point, but close to it.
They don't want to lose the business is
right.
What it comes down
right.
to. Well, that's great. What are you seeing trend-wise? I mean, we've seen the stock market really be on a roller coaster for the last 10 days.
yeah.
Today was over 400 down the last time I looked. I don't know what it's doing right now.
Yeah. The Dow is just holding on to that 16 handle at the moment.
Do the rates fluctuate daily with the market? I've always been told as the market goes up, rates go up, and vice versa.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. When I got in the business back in the early 90s, I guess, you know, everything was much simpler. You know, if the rate for that day was 6.25 at 0 points, then it was 6% with 1 point, and 5.75 with 2 points, and so on and so forth. But now we're down to basis points in terms of how it's structured, and we do get updates to pricing at least once a day when the markets are open, and any kind of volatility will generally mean that we'll reprice, you know, once, twice, three times a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
and what are interest rates running now, around 4?
I would say best execution rate on a 30-year fixed right now is 4, maybe 3.95, something like that.
So still not too bad. I mean, we hit just a little under 3.5 about 2 summers ago, and it drifted up to about 3.75. It hung there for about 1 year and 9 months, and in the last 90 days, it's bubbled up to 4.1, 4.2, and now back to 3.9.
Yeah, I mean, we've been higher. This is in recent months. You know, we were trending higher, I think, going into the summer, and I guess well into the summer, really. And then, you know, with all the talk about the Fed wanting to raise their target rates, they keep getting derailed. You know,
yep.
They were starting to talk pretty confidently that they were going to raise in September, but that was before China devalued their currency. And in the meantime, all the stress that that's caused on the global markets has managed to keep our rates really pretty low.
Wow. It's a complicated business. I mean, there's a lot of variable parts, and while the person is going through the 60 days of getting a mortgage in place, we always tell them, don't go buy that boat or new car or whatever, because they're going to check all your credit one more
don't
time.
Touch anything,
yeah, don't no. touch anything.
Yeah.
It's an intricate balancing act, and in effect, there's a lot of moving parts. Well, the good news is the real estate market is bubbling along. We're selling three or four houses a day in Hunterdon County. We're selling even more than that in Somerset County. By the way, in Somerset County, we sell about at an 18% premium. The same house, smaller piece of property, is going to go about 18% more because it's closer to New York. And that doesn't mean people are going to New York. About 4% of the people in Hunterdon County commute to New York, and only about 7% in Somerset do. But it is closer, and that's where people want to live. And a lot of reasons, the relatives are in New York, they moved in from Brooklyn, whatever. You know, there's a million reasons. This has been Joe Peters at Weikert, and my guest, Joe Johnson of Caliber, has been with me today. We're going to have another session. I'm usually on the first and third Tuesdays at 4 o'clock of each month. This month, because I'm going to be out of town for a couple of weeks, it'll be the third Tuesday. And I'll come back at that point and do a 55-plus hour so we could talk about some of the factors that you'll face if you're in my boat, which is the over 55 category, and starting to think about what's in front of you, what kind of mortgages are available, what kind of housing options are available, and in effect, what are my options? Sometimes it's just renting. I've seen people cash out and rent, and you know, the commercial said, is your 401k now a 201k? Well, you know, work for a few more years if that's the case. And I think there's a lot of that going on, and you'll see it around us, and we'll talk about it a little bit more next time. Once again, this is Joe Peters. Here is my contact information, and I hope to hear from you again on the third Wednesday of the month, which will be the 19th of Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, the 22nd at 4 p.m.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. A manhunt is underway in the northern Illinois area of Fox Lake after a police officer was shot and killed. Authorities are looking for three armed men. Schools and businesses are on lockdown. The officer described the assailants before he went down.
He described the subjects as two male whites and one male black. A short time thereafter, he radioed into communications that he was in a foot pursuit when communication was lost with the officer. His backup officer arrived on the scene and located him I'm injured with a gunshot wound.
That was Lake County Detective Chris Cavelli. Kim Davis is refusing to issue marriage licenses to gay couples. The county clerk in Rowan County, Kentucky, says she is doing so under God's authority.
I simply told you all, I'm willing to face my consequences as you all will face your consequences when it comes time for judgment.
People gathered outside the courthouse today, some in favor of Davis, others against her. This is USA Headline News.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams.